British Columbia, Canada, and this is Weekly Punk Rock Show We All Fall Down. My name is Tim and welcome to the show, my friends. This is a pre-recorded episode of We All Fall Down. I'm away for the 3 weeks visiting my motherland, Russia. And right now I'm in Russia and probably right now I'm getting ready to play a show with my friends. We'll be playing a show in a couple of my friends, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'll let you know when I'm back how it went. I'll be back in September. It will be live again, and I'll be happy to share my experience of my trip to Russia, and hopefully I'll bring you some new Russian music to play for you. Last week I've played for you the first episode of series called Fat Rack Chord Timeline. In this series I'm playing you a song by each band which have released music on a legendary Californian label called Fat Rack Chord. This label was started by Fat Mike of NoFX in 1990. Whoa, this is way too many 90s. 1990. I went through the set list, through the list of all the bands ever put out music on Fat and picked a song from their first ever release on the record label. In the first episode, we covered the period from 1992 to 1996, and right now it's time for the episode number 2, which will cover songs from 1996 to the early 2004. I hope that you're enjoying this Fat Records mixtape, and I hope you enjoying those hits, and those hits were extremely popular when you were growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. Let's hear another hour of punk rock music, and the opening track of this mixtape will be a track by the band called Screeching Weasel. That will be a song from band's 1996 release, which was called Bark Like a Dog, and this track is called Cool Kids. So let's listen. This is Fat Rack Chords Timeline on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Screeching Weasel with a song called Cool Kids.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids gotta sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it. He's making mean jokes about you, ha-ha, you little twin. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it.
Yeah, And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try. And we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. Then we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try. town tonight.
And I swear. We'll be right back. alternative methods of distributing our news, our information, our ideas. People uniting worldwide to take a stand. Get down, up, down. Communication. Underground. Network. Alternative. Communication. Underground. Network. Alternative. Communication. Underground. Network. Alternative. Communication. Underground. Network. Alternative. Communication. Don't be media gatekeepers. Keep down people. Listen. Cut the fuck. Underground. Network. Alternative. Communication.
Let's go! Downtown is good, it's good. It should have gone, it's bad. Like walking around the big dance floor for the day you wish you had. They always said it lots of time would finally get to me. But lots of it's the only way that I truly feel free. Yeah. Well, lots of town is great. The world of town is crowded, I'm always first in line. With fresh new starts for broken hearts and wasted all my time. You're either born to lose or you're born to win. That's just what I found. But I've come to accept the fact. I've come to accept the fact. That's right, I've come to accept the fact. That I was born.
This one's for the most popular cartoon mouse in American history.
The purity of comedy, they have to take it seriously. Change the words around, try to make it look profound. The comedian is on stage, he's taking for the wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate.
just another fool, and I have to keep telling myself that I am just a hypocrite, and I have to keep calling you one, 'cause I forgot to bite my tongue, and my assumption, it is the mother of all mistakes. But I assume the role, open my mouth, and clumsy words escape. So I wanna be there when you could be here. You are slipping away. I awake to your replacement, a bottle in my mouth, in an unfamiliar place, 'cause you put me out, the butt of a sick joke, into this ashtray life, as you come and go. 'Cause I forgot to service you, and we broke down, and you can't live with my mistakes. But I assume false grace, open my arms, and grasp for something true. How are you?
All you've done for me, I'm bound. Don't say another word to see you on the outside. When we can't both feel shame, you're speaking for yourself. I'm bleeding on the inside, a place you might have been, but now I know I'll never be. Confirming all my fears, I'm not gonna drag you down, but it's too late to stop thinking about the time that we have lost. I'm happy without you, I'm trying to forget you.
There we go. Is it working? Is everything working?
Yeah.
I think so. Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Pixies. Caribou. Caribou who? My guest this week, live in the studio, because they are here to do an event at Lucky's tonight at 7 o'clock. Lucky's on Main Street between 23rd and 24th. I'm forgetting the address right now. I should have it memorized. I've been there enough times. The guests are... Now, I forget how to pronounce your last name, Sophie.
Yano.
Yano. Okay. I just want to be like, Sophie, you know?
You know, there's all... Well, you know. Yeah. Just think, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And people say, you know, on this show a lot. It tends to be a fallback phrase for interviewees, you know? And I have Francois Samson Dunlop.
Hello.
Hello. And at the end there, Alexandra Fontaine Rousseau.
Hi there.
And you guys are all in town as part of a whirlwind comic book tour. What's the name of the Tumblr?
Comics Road Trip. Yeah. Tumblr.com.
Yes, it is.
And so Alexandra and Francois are from Montreal. Originally Montreal?
No, we come from a small city near Ottawa that's called Aylmer. That's on the French side of the, on the Quebec side of the Outaouais River. But we moved to Montreal, I think I moved like 8 years ago, and Frank before that.
And Sophie, you're originally from the Bay Area or Seattle?
Originally from the Bay Area. I lived in Seattle for a little while last year, but now I'm living in Montreal.
Lovely Montreal. Well, welcome to Vancouver. You've picked an odd day to be here. We had rain in the morning, and now it's looking nice out, so hopefully it stays nice. Who knows? So tell us about this event you guys are doing tonight as part of the comic book road trip.
Oh, well, should I be the one talking about that?
I mean, well, everyone's Sophie's looking at you.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, we're doing readings. Sophie is going to read stuff from her two volumes of In Situ, which is an amazing book she wrote about Oakland and Montreal, and she'll probably talk about them later. And Francois and I are going to be doing a reading of a in-character reading of a chapter from Pinkerton, a book we originally wrote in French like almost a year ago, and which we've translated. We translated it earlier this year for TCAF. We wanted to have an excuse to go to TCAF, so we were like, well, we're going to bring books and they need to be in English, so let's translate this baby. And Sophie helped us do it, and it was a great way to launch the Colosse Export line of translated and or originally English language comic books for Colosse, which is it's been a while. It's been around for a while as either wordless comics or French comics, and then Sophie just came to Montreal and was like, let's make this international, because that's how she rolls.